Hi, this is Rusty Williams with New Jersey Hypnosis Training. And this audio was made as a way to help you create a safe, calm, and peaceful place in your mind. It helps alleviate anxiousness, it helps reduce fears, and it helps you create the positive feelings that you want to create once you're in that place where you feel safe and calm and at peace. So, as with any audio recordings that have to do with hypnosis, it's important to understand that you would never listen to this while you are driving or while you're engaged in an activity that requires your attention somewhere else. So only listen to this when you have an opportunity to sit back. In fact, I'm going to suggest that now. Find a comfortable chair. It could be your bed. It could be a recliner, just a comfortable place where you can sit and just relax for a moment. There you go. And now I'm just going to ask you to follow along with my instructions, just paying attention to the sound of my voice. You know, wherever you're sitting, I bet there's a place opposite you. Maybe it's a far wall. Maybe it's the ceiling. Maybe it's where the ceiling and wall come together. But I bet there's someplace across from where you're sitting, where you're lying right now, that you could pick a spot. That you could pick a spot and focus on that spot just for a moment. I found that this helps me relax and I can just forget about all the other stuff that's going on. If I just find one particular spot and just focus on it just for a moment. So go ahead and do that now. Focus on that spot. And go ahead and take in a nice deep breath. Let those lungs fill up with air. Hold it for just a moment. And as you exhale now, just let those eyelids close on down. Just let those eyes close on down. That's right. You're doing great. Perfect. See how easy this is? And trust me, it doesn't get any more difficult than this. I promise. And now with your eyes closed down, you can notice your body. Know where maybe certain areas of your body are stressed. And just allow yourself to let that stress go as you just open up your mind and let that stress go wherever those areas are. Now, I could tell you to go ahead and relax your entire body, but that's not necessary. For right now, just relax those tiny muscles, those tiny nerves in and around your eyelids, and make them so heavy with relaxation that you can make them just not work. In fact, the only way they can work is to bring tension to them. That's the way muscles work. The only way a muscle can work is to bring tension to it. But this is about experiencing relaxation, not tension. So go ahead and just focus all that relaxation in and around those tiny muscles and nerves that make up those eyelids. And when you've convinced yourself, I can't do this for you, when you've convinced yourself that you've made them so relaxed that they just won't work, you can go ahead and test them. Satisfy yourself. Yeah, you really can make them just not work. And now you can stop testing. Restore that relaxation and send that same quality of relaxation that you've created down across your body. Let it flow like a cascading waterfall of relaxation flowing from the top of your head all the way down to the bottoms of your feet. That's right. Every word I say, every breath you take just helps guide you even deeper. Relax. Wonderful. Now with your eyes closed, I just want you to remember that spot you picked. That spot that was across from you. And not yet, in a moment, not just yet, I'm going to have you open your eyes and then close your eyes back down. When you open your eyes, find that spot. And then when you close your eyes, notice how you can relax as much as 10 times deeper when those eyes close. Go ahead and open those eyes, find that spot, and now let those eyes close back down, relaxing as much as 10 times deeper. Every breath you exhale, every word I say, just guides you even deeper. And we'll do that a few more times. And notice how when those eyes open and close this next time, you can double that mental relaxation. Let those eyes open, find that spot across from you, and let those eyes close on back down, doubling that relaxation, feeling twice as relaxed, twice as peaceful, twice as confident in your abilities from this point forward. And we'll do that one more time. And notice how when they close this last time, you can just let yourself go. Let those eyes open, focus on that spot, and let those eyes close back down, just going as deeply relaxed as you want to go. Every breath you exhale guides you deeper and deeper, sounds in the distance mattering less and less. You can just let the sound of my voice guide you into a place of relaxation, of calm, of peace. Great, you're doing great. Now, take a hand, it doesn't matter what hand it is, your right hand or left hand, whatever hand you want, and just make a real tight fist with that hand. Make a real tight fist with that hand and straighten that elbow, lift that hand up so that elbow is, that arm, I should say, is parallel with the ground. It's straight out in front of you, squeezing that palm down, squeeze that palm tight and tight. And notice how when you squeeze that, that arm can just lock into place as if you couldn't bend it, as if that elbow locks, the shoulder locks, the wrist locks, the hand locks, and you can send that locking energy all the way back up as if you just couldn't bend it tight, tight, tight. And when I snap my fingers, notice how you can let that hand just drop and just let relax you. 3, 2, 1, let that hand drop and just go even deeper relaxed. Wonderful. You're doing great. Again, sounds in the distance mattering less and less. Any sounds outside the sound of my voice are there as a reminder to your conscious mind that you're aware of what's going on, just of life around you. And we have all the relaxation from the physical side that we're going to need for now. So now you can allow yourself to begin to relax mentally, very easily. In a moment, not yet, but in a moment, I'm just going to start counting backwards from the number 10. And notice how each number I say helps you double that mental relaxation. So somewhere around the number 5, 6, maybe even sooner, it's as if those numbers don't even exist. And when they're gone, notice how wonderful you feel. Want that to happen. Expect that to happen. And enjoy the feeling of making that happen as we begin now counting backwards from the number 10 and double that mental relaxation. The number 9, just getting ready to just let go. Every breath you exhale just does the work for you. The number 8, there they go. 7, deeper and more relaxed. 6, just sinking into whatever you're resting on now. No effort at all, just sinking with that deep relaxation. 5, 4, noticing the way your body feels in whatever you're resting on, and allow that to remind you you're safe, comfortable, at peace. 3, 2, doubled again, doubling that relaxation with every number I say, the number 1 and 0, and there you are. Just relaxed, no effort at all, right? And now that you are this deeply relaxed, just take a moment to enjoy this relaxation that you've created. Do that now while I'm quiet, because you are in control. Wonderful. And now to help you focus and relax even deeper, I'm just simply going to count backwards from the number 3. As 3, just becoming aware of your body occupying space wherever you are. The number 2, bringing your awareness down to your breathing. And the number 1, there you are, simple as that. You see, this is where you can bring yourself into that place of focus and ability, where you can begin to stretch your mind, to begin to stretch your imagination in brand new ways. And we can take this a little bit further for a moment. I want you to think about something you'd like to find yourself doing more of, whether it's an activity, whether it's a task, whatever it might be, something you'd like to find yourself doing more of. There you are. You see, in this example, your imagination is that rehearsal room in your mind. In your imagination, you can do anything you want. You can be anywhere you desire. So take this moment now and simply begin to imagine yourself in whatever you consider to be a peaceful, relaxing place. Whatever that means to you. For some people, it might be a vacation spot. Maybe it's more personal. It might be a moment in time with a friend, family member, loved one. And it doesn't even have to be that detailed. It might even be as normal and everyday as your own bedroom. There's no right, there's no wrong. And indeed, whatever first pops into your mind is perfectly appropriate. Just simply imagine yourself in whatever you consider to be a peaceful, relaxing place. And just simply begin to imagine that you're there now. And in the privacy of your own mind, begin to imagine the sights, the sounds, the feelings that are so peaceful, that are so comfortable, that are so relaxing of that place, wherever it might be. Just spend some time in that place in the privacy of your own thoughts in this moment, now. And we can begin to use this as if like a resource, to have the ability to call on this calm, at ease, focused state of mind anytime you choose. And this is a process of giving some rather simple instructions. And it's your mind, it's your body that already knows how to put the process together. So now simply follow these simple instructions. With either hand, again, it doesn't matter which hand you use, just touch the tips of your thumb and finger together. And it doesn't matter which finger, just touch the tips or the ends of your thumb and a finger together now. And now begin to squeeze those tips together. Push them together tightly. Hold them tightly together for just a moment. And now just think the word relax as you release them now. Let them just drift apart as that word relax. And allow that simple action of squeezing them and then releasing them to serve as a reminder to your inner mind to be calm, confident, and free, to think with a clear mind, using your best abilities, your best skills, your wisdom to be the best you can be at peace within, to relax into this familiar state of mind at any time you choose. And it's like a muscle. The more we exercise it, the more we feed it the appropriate rest and nutrition, that's when this skill, yes, this is a skill, it gets even stronger. So one more time, take that thumb and finger, squeeze those tips together, push them together tightly, hold them together for just a moment, and now think that word relax as you release them, let them drift apart. That simple action paired with that word serves as an anchor, a tool, a trigger. It's a reminder to your inner mind to be calm, confident, and free, to think with a clear mind, using everything you know to be true, to be the best you can be at peace within, to relax into this desired state of mind anytime, anywhere, without anyone even knowing that you're doing something. So we can now put this to use. In a moment, I'm going to have you go through that scene. Imagine, and there you are, engaging in this thing that you'd like to find yourself doing more of. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Take that thumb and finger, squeeze those tips together, push them tightly together, hold them tightly together for just a moment, and now think that word relax as you release them. And be there now, engaging in this behavior, so natural, so normal, so easy, as if that's just the way you've always done it, as if that's just how it's always been. Now, maybe there were times in the past where you weren't engaged in this new behavior, but today, now, you get to change the story. So go to that place now and stop. Take that thumb and finger, squeeze those tips together, push them tightly together, hold them together for just a moment, and now think that word relax as you release them, and be there now, engaging in this new activity, engaging in this new behavior so naturally, so normally, so easily as if that's just the way it's always been. This is nothing new. This is who you are. This is business as usual. As if a little mindset flowing through the back of your mind. Whenever the opportunity arises to either call on this peaceful, relaxing feeling or to engage in this new behavior, a simple mindset in the back of your mind. I've got this. This is going to be easy. Or even better yet, hey, this is going to be fun. Because as you give yourself that suggestion, that becomes your reality. And as you are ready to take that step, to step into that reality for yourself, as you are ready to step into these skills, these capabilities and resources, and comfort all over again, take as much time as you need. And when you are ready to carry that positive energy into this moment now, notice how easy it is to let those eyes begin to reopen. As I count up from the number one, every number I count up, feel the energy rising as one, feeling more energetic, those eyes coming to life, opening up, two, three, noticing everything around you. You can even give yourself a nice stretch, feeling really good. Four, let those eyes open, feeling refreshed, feeling alert, feeling really good. And you do feel good, don't you? How was that? What did you think? And again, you can use this anytime, anywhere, and no one knows you're doing anything. Just taking that thumb and that finger, squeezing them together, it is now an anchor. It's a trigger to your unconscious mind, to your subconscious mind, to go back to that safe, happy, peaceful place. So if you feel any way that is anxious or fearful, and I get it, especially during these times, that simple action paired with that word relax, you can go back to that place and just spend some time there in the privacy of your own mind. Maybe you want to, again, be doing more of something, be doing something new, whatever that behavior is that you want to do, a positive behavior, you can use this same anchoring technique, the same trigger, if you will, taking that thumb and finger together, squeezing them together, holding them for just a moment, going back to that safe place where it's safe to be in this new behavior. It's safe to engage in this new activity. Releasing that thumb and finger, thinking that word relax, and you can be there engaging in this activity. So there you have it. This is what we refer to as a safe place anchor. Think of it as a place where you can come back to whenever you want to feel safe, whether it's to feel a different emotion, to feel peaceful, relaxed, calm, confident, whatever that might be, or a place that's safe where you can engage in that new behavior or do something more that you're already doing that would benefit your life positively. So there you have it. I'd love to know what you think about it. You can shoot me an email at 13.rwilliams@gmail.com or find me on Facebook. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this very simple anchoring technique that we call Safe Place Anchor. Be well.
New Jersey Hypnosis Training. Realize your emerging potential.